To Rucket. I support the goals of the truckers, but I think their methods are flawed. Groups of people who are threatened are likely to raise a group of men to deal with the threat. Back when we were primitive hunter-gatherers, that worked. People in a technological civilization who are threatened by fourth-generation warfare might be better off uniting their families instead of splitting them up to create an army. The destruction of the family as the primary unit of governance is the main reason the society was so weak. It looked like a good target in the first place. It might be better to have a million widely dispersed small operations than to have one large operation. Don't fight central planning with central planning. Fight central planning with distributed planning. It's economic forces that will eventually cause the empire to collapse. The biggest weapon the common people have is that the common people create all the wealth. Wealth can only be created by work, and forcing people to work has failed repeatedly. Without the profit motive, the system collapses. The government can print money, but it can't print value. The people can deny the tyrant the access to the fruits of their labors. One problem with street demonstrations is that they annoy a lot of people. Even people who are sympathetic to the cause may heave a sigh of relief when the demonstrations are over. Another problem is that demonstrations make it easy for the tyrants to identify the leaders of the opposition. If you gather all the most committed members of a movement in one place, that just makes it easier for the tyrants to round them up and put them in jail. Modern methods of communication have radically changed society. Now, revolutionaries don't have to physically gather in large groups to coordinate activities. Ironically, censorship has a more negative impact on the state's ability to communicate than the negative impact on open and honest discussion among the population at large. The communications of the authoritarians are extremely restricted, especially in a society where the government has openly admitted that it is censoring communications. To make censorship work, everyone within the government has to be informed of the latest censorship policies, and they have to conform if they want to be up for promotion. This all takes a huge amount of processing power and bandwidth. Free people can create a lot more actions with a lot less communications overhead. In any struggle between authoritarian groups and free people, the free people have an economic advantage. The state's response to a so-called terrorist action will usually cost many more times than the amount spent by the resistance. The so-called terrorist spends a very small amount compared to the amount the establishment will spend in response. That's the basic equation of guerrilla warfare. Those who have the moral high ground have an economic advantage. Those who are using violence and deceit will eventually go broke. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.